It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Muslim community in Wisconsin is still reeling from the arrest of Salah Sarsour, the president of the Islamic Society of Milwaukee.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents arrested him last week, with the Department of Homeland Security claiming Sarsour lied on immigration forms in the 1990s and that he's a foreign policy threat suspected of funding terror organizations.
His supporters believe his arrest was politically motivated because of his pro-Palestinian activism. Sarsour has lived in the U.S. for over 30 years.
Sarsour has been held in an Indiana detention center. He's scheduled to have a hearing in Chicago Immigration Court next week.
We're checking in on the latest in his case and its impact on his community. Othman Atta is executive director of the Islamic Society of Milwaukee. Othman, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you very much.
Where is Salah Sarsour being held at this moment? What do you know about his current condition?
Well, he's being held in the Clay Detention Center. It's in Brazil, Indiana, not too far from Terre Haute, Indiana. And initially, he was having some problems with, not being provided some of his basic needs. I heard that this weekend they finally brought some things that he had requested to him, such as underclothing and things like that, which he did not have when he was initially confined.
How much contact have you and other local leaders had with him in custody? How is he doing?
Look, he's in high spirits. He said, look, I'm going through this. He had been obviously jailed before by the Israelis unjustly when he was still a minor, and he was held by them for 2 years. And so he knows what it's like to be confined. He's always talked about how difficult it is to be confined. And so he sees this as part of the struggle after having lived here for over 32 years with an impeccable record. No charges ever were made against him, no convictions ever of anything. So he just sees this as part of the struggle, not just for himself, but for really the Muslim community, the Palestinian community, and Palestinians in general.
Othman, was there any indication that this arrest was coming? Had the Department of Homeland Security, had U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or any other law enforcement agency told him he was under investigation?
This came as a big surprise for him. Now, he knows that he has been targeted in the past because of his involvement with other organizations. Actually, not him directly, but the organizations, American Muslims for Palestine, and other organizations that their primary work is advocacy for Palestinians, exposing what Israel has been doing in Gaza and the West Bank. So he knows that those organizations have been targeted. And we found out recently that his name came up because they were trying to target him for part of this advocacy, which they tried to falsely tie to anti-Semitism. And that was something that apparently the Department of Homeland Security has been working on for months.
Sarsour is scheduled to have a hearing in Chicago Immigration Court next week. What will that hearing include? And do you expect it to happen on time as scheduled?
I don't think it will go on as scheduled. He is still working on putting together a legal team. I can tell you, though, that his attorneys had actually filed papers calling for his release. This is not in immigration court. This is actually in the federal district court. They actually have filed some documents. They filed a brief. And so they're trying to see if he can actually be released. In immigration court, unfortunately, because of the charges, and they're not actually charges, because of the allegations, in immigration court, these are not actual charges, but the information that they provided would actually require mandatory detention. And we believe that that's intentional. So one of the items that they used, for example, was what they used against Mahmoud Khalil, that if the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, alleges that he is a threat to the foreign policy of the United States, then he could be detained. And again, without any kind of a bond. So here's a guy that's been in the United States for 32 years without any kind of record, negative record. And now all of a sudden, out of the blue, Marco Rubio decides that he's a threat to our foreign policy. It's not really our foreign policy he's a threat to, but apparently because the Israelis don't like what he happens to say, this is part of the problem.
Quickly, before I have to let you go, what do you think of these claims that DHS has made against him, including throwing a Molotov cocktail at the homes of Israeli armed forces and lying on immigration forms?
Well, I think all of those are actually false. I mean, even the allegation that he received in court didn't say that he had thrown Molotov cocktails at Israeli soldiers. It said that he threw a Molotov cocktail at the home of a collaborator. Again, this is in an Israeli military kangaroo court. This is what the Israelis are saying against a guy who was a minor more than 30-some years ago. Most Palestinians, unfortunately, are falsely accused. You could go to Israeli human rights groups such as B'Tselem. Other human rights groups will tell you that these claims always are coerced under torture, under interrogation. So absolutely, that's not true. And the allegations that he provided false information is the allegation when did he say that he was not arrested or was not in prison? He doesn't recognize his arrest and imprisonment as being legitimate. Again, it's all tied to something that happened when he was a minor and nothing afterwards.
Thank you so much for joining us, Othman.
Thank you for having me.
Othman Atta is executive director of the Islamic Society of Milwaukee. Now for a broader look at Sarsour's case and how it compares to other recent immigration detentions in Wisconsin and elsewhere, we turn to Mark Christopher, immigration attorney and owner of Christopher Law in Milwaukee. Mark, welcome back.
Good morning.
Sarsour is a prominent figure in the Wisconsin Muslim community. How common is the case against him that DHS is alleging?
Oh, it's extremely uncommon. I can tell you, I've been an immigration attorney for 16 years, and I've never encountered a case like this with these specific charges. I couldn't even point to one case in Wisconsin that I'm aware of. The only thing that that I've seen that's similar to this is what your previous guests had referenced of the student out east who had been charged with similar allegations.
The Columbia University student facing threat of deportation, Mahmoud Khalil.
Correct, yes.
Sarsour got his green card nearly 30 years ago now. Is it normal for immigration enforcement to look back that long after a person has been living in the country with no criminal issues?
It'd be extremely rare, unless there would be some reason for them to go back and look at it. And, you know, what people have to realize is in the immigration courts, they're administrative courts, and the Department of Homeland Security has to allege certain allegations that make one deportable. The most common is when somebody commits a crime or is convicted of a crime. This one is so unusual because it requires the Department of State, specifically the Secretary of State, to determine that someone is, quote, under the statute, a potential serious adverse foreign threat. And you just don't see that hardly at all in our work.
Mark, is there a legal standard for enforcing this allegation of being a foreign policy threat? How does that get proven in court?
Yeah, it's really so the statute is very, very vague. And that's the question that's going to come before the judge is what is a serious adverse foreign policy threat? And you have to balance that against our rights as Americans and having the First Amendment. I mean, simply saying something that is adverse should be protected by the First Amendment. So I think that they're going to have to show something beyond that, that, you know, someone has organized something against the U.S. government or has taken some type of affirmative action. But if someone holds or harbors certain beliefs or says certain words, that in and of itself should not meet that requirement.
In Salah Sarsour's case, he has received public support from some prominent Democratic politicians, Governor Evers for one, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, among others. Can public political pressure help in cases like this?
I think in most cases it does. I'd be curious to see how this administration takes it. In my kind of view and in watching this administration, it's almost kind of anything that you do against them, they dig in harder or maybe go further the other way. So, I mean, I would like to think that it would, but I'm not necessarily hopeful that it will.
And his status as a prominent community leader in Milwaukee, what impact does that have?
Well, I mean, that's the dangerous part of this case is, are you going to persecute or target people for what they believe, what they say in and of itself? And so I think that the motivation here is to try to quell people, outspoken people, against the foreign policy of the United States. And, you know, I think that's a dangerous slope. As an attorney, I feel like that's a slippery slope to go down.
Do non-citizens have First Amendment protections?
They do, absolutely. And again, that's why in this case, they would have to show that he has done something more, or they should have to show that he's done something more than just be outspoken against the current U.S. foreign policy. That in and of itself is protected speech. They'd have to say that he somehow undermined or organized or affirmatively have taken some action. And from what I've read, at least what I know, I don't see that.
Mark, thank you for joining us.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Mark Christopher is an immigration attorney and owner of Christopher Law in Milwaukee. He was with us to share how the case against Islamic Society of Milwaukee President Salah Sarsour compares to other immigration arrests. And earlier, we heard from the Islamic Society's executive director, Othman Atta, about the latest in Sarsour's case. We reached out to DHS for an interview and didn't hear back.